This is the Resilience Podcast 513, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Sunday, November 20th. You are upright and drawing air in the year 2022. And despite your problems, your family's problems, and the world's problems, it is still a fantastic time to be alive. You are not a helpless infant that life pushes around. You are the creator of your own life. Every decision was and is yours to make. Stop looking at others to blame. Stop blaming. Stop complaining. Start seeing the bad as the good. Start seeing your struggles as food. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. You've heard all this before. You are going to feel sadness and you're going to face fear. But you can see beyond the present view. You turn those feelings into fuel. You shine better under pressure and burn brighter in bad weather. Some people placate themselves with mindless distractions. Some people pop pills without a proper medical diagnosis. Some people suppress their anxiety so that they don't have to face them. You are not some people. In fact, you aren't most people. In this arena of life, you would rather face Goliath than be a spectator. Yes, I am afraid. Yes, I do feel overwhelmed. But damn it, I am going to overcome this. Period. Hard stop. When life weighs heavy on your shoulders, don't sink. Don't blink. Just get excited and rise to the occasion. Don't ask for an easier life. Ask for more opportunities to be better in life. And remember, a smooth sea has seldom made a skilled sailor. Great progress is often the result of subtle change of seeing something a little bit differently than you did just a moment before. It's not that the world around you has changed. It's that your thoughts about it have. That you looked hard enough to see the opportunity when most simply walked by. You see, people live in this place called reality. This little plot of land surrounded by a fence that separates them from the imaginary, the impossible, and the make-believe. But what if you took a second to stop, to look around, and to look out at the unknown? What if every day you push that fence back little by little, watching what used to be imaginary become your new reality? Soon you'd look around and you'd wonder why a boundary ever existed. No word is as deceitful as impossible. Impossible is temporary. It's a falling raindrop. It's a bar that's constantly moving. And as goes your mind, so goes the world around you. When the intersection of real and imaginary blend together, possibilities multiply, limitations crumble and fall. And failure, it's no longer an endpoint. It's an invitation to begin again. Two things define your world: your perception of it, and how you act on that perception. Never ask yourself if something can be done. The question is how. How you're going to do it. How you're going to make yourself believe it can happen. What we were never taught. To see the opportunity in everything. We were taught to follow orders, to accept what is. But it's the unknowns that points us in the direction of what we want most. They're not conventional, but neither were airplanes, spaceships, or driverless cars, right? Your goal is not simply to live. It is to live a life without walls, a life where you're the author with a pen in hand, and your story can be shared with the world as confirmation, as an example of what's possible.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually, three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.